Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the AGI Greenpac Q2 FY 2023 results conference call hosted by Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Bobade from Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizanne. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY 2023 earnings conference call of AGI Greenpac. Hope you all and your family are staying safe and healthy. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Khusla, President and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Om Prakash Pande, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Sandeep Sikka, Group CFO. Now I hand the floor to the management for their opening remark, and then we would have question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to AGI Greenpac Q2 FY 2023 earnings call. We have already circulated our earnings presentation, which is available on our website as well as on the stock exchange's website. I'm sure you would have gone through the presentation, and we would be happy to take any question afterwards. As you all may be aware that we completely divested the building product division in quarter four of FY 2022 under slump sale. AGI Greenpac is now a focused packaging product company. Therefore, all the numbers and comparative figures that we are going to highlight pertains to packaging product business. Now coming to the quarter two of FY 2023, the company delivered a strong performance and reported revenue from operation of rupees 513 crore compared to rupees 309 crore in the same quarter last year, registering a stellar growth of 66% on a year-on-year basis. The sales and profitability improved on year-on-year basis on account of improved efficiencies. The company continued to maintain a strong EBITDA margin despite a sharp increase in input prices, rising inflation, and an increase in global interest rates. Q2 FY 2022 includes a one-time receipt of an insurance claim amounting to rupees 16 crore, which is made in Q2 FY 2023. Further, the currency fluctuation caused a foreign exchange loss of rupees 6 crore in Q2 FY 2023 compared to a gain of rupees 0.2 crore in Q2 FY 2022. Once the impact of one-time receipt of insurance claim and foreign exchange loss is neutralized, the adjusted EBITDA is rupees 93 crore in Q2 FY 2023, registering a growth of 59% on a year-on-year basis with a margin of 18.1%. Net profit for Q2 FY 2023 stood at rupees 34 crore with a margin of 6.6% and a net debt position of rupees 819 crore at the end of September 2022. After 30th September 2022, the company has been awarded LOI from Resolution Professional of Hindustan Natural Glass Limited. The company has given its acceptance to LOI. Due to the confidentiality clause, we cannot discuss further on this matter. Now, I would hand over the call to Mr. Khusla to talk about the packaging product business operational performance.
Thank you, Mr. Pande. Good afternoon, everybody. In quarter two financial year 2023, we saw growth in production, sales volume, and revenue during the quarter on the back of strong demand from the key user industries. The revenue growth was supported by the increase in glass container packaging volume of 58% compared to quarter 2 financial year 2022. The demand from the beer and liquor industry contributed around 74% to our revenue in this quarter. A rise in the out-of-home consumption and reduction of taxes by some state governments also contributed to the growth, along with the passing of increased commodity pricing to the customers. The glass container business continues to see strong traction owing to improved realization, better product mix, increased sales volume, and improved efficiency. Further, our glass container plant capacity utilization during the quarter was 93% as compared to 76% in the same quarter last year. Further, AGI is successfully penetrating the export markets of Europe, Canada, South Africa for its niche product. Also evolving consumer behavior with preference shifting towards quality, safety and premiumization of products, and a new development in the industry will create the exciting times ahead for the packaging industry. And with this, we are confident in our delivering sustainable growth and creating a long-term value for all our stakeholders. Thank you very much, and now we are ready to take any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Zaki Nasser, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Mr. Sikka and the team of AGI, congrats on a very, very good performance for the Q2. Sir, two questions from my side. One is, would the Q2 include the additional 150 tons per day capacity at in Telangana? Or that will start in the next quarter, sir?
So, until Q2, the new 154-ton furnace is still under trial run production. We have started shipping material to various customers. And since these are all high-end customers, so the quality validation process is underway. And we feel that it should take another 2-3 months so that we finally get into the commercial production. So, production is on, but the effect of sale is not being reflected into P&L. Part of the cost, which are relating to working capital and other things like interest has increased, the total inventory has increased. So that elements are reflecting and the costs are reflecting into P&L, but not the sale and the margins thereof.
Okay. So could we safely assume that it will be the last quarter of the current financial year?
Yes, I think commercial production should start in December or early January. Rajesh, if you can throw. Yeah, next question, please.
Yeah, my next question would be, sir, congrats on bagging Hindustan National Glass. What would your plan of financing this would be? Because it entails 2,150 crores approximately. So how do you propose to finance this campaign?
So we can't talk much on this because of the underlying confidentiality, but primarily it will be funded by debt initially from our side, but we'll see, over a period of time we raise equity and, turn around. Beyond this, it will be very difficult for us to make any comments because we have underlying confidentiality clause on this.
And, sir, till when would the whole transaction get over? It will take another 2 quarters, sir?
So, this is a process which is being run under IBC and under the NCLT process. We have been issued LOI, after which bankers are expected to file with NCLT. and then it is the jurisdiction of Honorable NCLT Kolkata, how much time, you know, it takes to give the final order. But
sir, and you don't think that this debt will act as a drag on the combined balance sheet, sir? I mean, of course, you would have done the basic work, but...
I can't comment right now, please.
And sir, about fuel cost, sir. I mean, I think I see that you have managed the fuel cost pretty well. Some of your thoughts on this angle.
So I'll request Mr. Rajesh Khosla to take this. Rajesh, you are there?
Mr. Sikka, I'm there. I'm not able to hear the question properly. Can he repeat the question, please, again?
Sir, about the fuel cost, I see that in this quarter you have managed the fuel cost pretty well. I mean, what are your thoughts on this going forward, sir?
See, as I think we have been informing all of our stakeholders that AGI Greenpack has been using the multiple fuel system, and in recent past, so in last 3-4 years, we have developed a system where we can use different type of fuels and a mix of different type of fuel, whichever is economical. So in this quarter also, there has been an opportunity of natural gas versus furnace oil versus LPG versus and other fossil fuel. So we have taken a right mix of those fuels and tried to lower down our cost with the opportunity which existed in the various fuel markets at that particular point of time. Yes, I understand that there is a huge volatility of the fuel, particularly in the natural gas. But fortunately, we are there in the multiple fuel system, and we have taken that opportunity very well.
Thank you, sir. And best wishes for the remainder of the year. And congrats to Team AGI. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vibha Batra from Fair Connect Business Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. My question is again on this proposed acquisition. I think I missed your response. Did you quantify the borrowings or upper limit on borrowings that you would have because of this acquisition, or it was a qualitative remark?
No, basically right now we are constrained on talking anything. So we are just given that we have accepted the LOI. We have informed the stock exchanges.
Okay.
And initial acquisition
but
will be primarily.
Considering that, even the June quarterly numbers are available because I think they have a listed debt, would you want to kind of qualitatively guide the investors that when you are considering this acquisition, obviously in terms of top line, the company is quite significant. How would your return indicators move, in terms of ROCE, and does it give you a significant advantage in some strategic high-value segment, or you're going to get into high-volume games? You know, some qualitative remarks would be helpful.
My apologies, literally we are bound by the confidentiality here. So I think we have disclosed what we have to do as per our listing requirements, but I think investors will have to wait, to get all this question over a period of time. This is an NCLT process, and there are conditions in the PID document wherein we can't talk about the deal.
Okay. And you've considered the impact that it could have on your credit rating, in terms of debt coverage and, other indicators, or too early to speak about those?
Yeah, we are aware about everything, the points which you are raising, but it's difficult for us to comment right now. Please appreciate that point.
Sure. And my another question is that if we were to look at September 22 numbers, you said there were some one-offs in, September 21 numbers. But if you were to take normalized run rate, what kind of, EBITDA can one expect? And, you had some foreign currency losses, would those be repeated, or you've taken some hedges, or how does one kind of look into future?
So generally, you know,
top line, EBITDA and PAT maybe. Sorry.
Yeah, guidance generally on a medium to long term range rather than the short term range. But I think what we can assure you is, spoke about foreign exchange losses, which the rupee has suddenly depreciated. We have two ECBs on our in our balance sheet. One of them is hedged, and other one is not hedged. So one is hedged between 70 to 90 call spread. So, but mark to market happens there also. But whenever we are settling, so anything between 70 to 90 is getting settled at 70 rupees in terms of cash payment. In terms of the accounting standard requirement, we have to mark the market to the loan, and the hedge value is getting adjusted into the other non-EBIT items as such. So what we can you know say is that you see history very very recent historical data, there has been you know steep increase in the input prices, but the company has been able to pass on a substantial portion of that to the customers, and we are still negotiating for the customers. So the EBITDA guidance over the last two quarters, I think you can hold for next few quarters. And we feel that that EBITDA should continue to get maintained over the next few quarters on the same basis.
Okay. And your interest and depreciation would remain at the same level, because even interest expenses have gone up this quarter? Or is it because of the currency depreciation?
One, currency depreciation goes into, as I told you, into EBITDA. Interest is primarily that the interest rates have increased, and also, you know, when you see year-on-year comparison, last year we had done relining of one furnace, and also we have done some, you know, improvements on, in the furnace so that we have better efficiency. So there are certain capexes which has been done. So as a result of which the depreciation has increased, and also interest has increased. So interest is on both on the capex as well as on the interest rate effect. Because most of our rates, which are most of our loans, non-ECB loans, they are linked to repo rates. Okay. So since repo rates are increasing, so interest
costs. Okay. But sequentially, there is a very significant, although depreciation hasn't gone up much, but interest costs have gone up very significantly. So that's what I was looking at. Not year on year, but sequentially.
Argument, if you see our results, is that overall working capital deployment, although not changed in the number of days much, like the number of day variation is around 10 days, but since the input price material and input value of material and including the selling prices have increased substantially, so the overall money blockage into the working capital is higher.
Got it. Yeah, got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Tanay Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. So, sir, in your comments, you have mentioned that you have passed on commodity price increases to the customers. Can you provide some more color as to how much has been the increase in your raw material prices in terms of energy and soda ash, etc., and how much of it has been passed on? So how much price hikes you have taken in, say, last 6 months and last 1 year kind of period?
If you see our average selling price almost a year back, so when we do year-on-year comparison, our average inflation was ranging between 27,500 rupees per ton, you know, which was at 35,000 rupees a ton. So, you can see the delta is almost, you know, 28% here, which is YOY. And,
So you said this quarter is 35,000, right?
Yes, average.
Okay.
And I'm giving this for the glass, which is primarily the key business.
Sure.
And similarly, if you see the moment in the overall oil pricing, the average is coming again somewhere around 50%. But apart from this, there are other materials which we are using, like soda ash. The price is doubled. In fact, at one particular time, it went as high as 50,000 rupees. Now it is at odd 35,000 rupees. So there is a substantial input. So it's very difficult to benchmark line by line item. But I've given you a broader guidance as how the price movement is there. So one thing is there that customers in the market, they are ready, they have understood that there is an input price increase and they have accordingly accepted the
I'll add on, Mr. Sikka, one more thing. Is with quite a few number of customers, we have a clear understanding of passing on the cost, whether it goes up or goes down. So whatever advantage of this understanding there, and that is the reason we are able to protect our margins.
So you have agreements in place already with the customers linking your selling price to the raw material cost. Is that correct?
Yes, we have understanding, we have arrangement, we have the contracts accordingly.
And that is for almost 5% of our tonnages.
Yes, understood. And sir, this one last thing was, from 1st October, natural gas prices have been increased again substantially. So has there been any price hikes post 1st October from our end, the customers?
As I informed you in my last answer just now, we are a company which is using multiple fuel. If the natural gas prices or any other prices of the fuel, they are going beyond the other one, the other fuel takes care of the thing. And as far as pricing is concerned, we are very fair with the customers. Whatever increase or decrease in the prices comes up, only those can be passed on with whom we have the contractual understanding.
Understood. So would you be able to provide some color as to has there been any increase post 1st October with the customers? Any price increase?
Since the prices or the cost is a very dynamic which has been happening for last 1 year, 2 years. So what is happening? This has become a very continuous exercise now. So still the matter is under discussion with the few of the customers for few of the items for which the things have gone up. So right now, it is not a one-off situation in the earlier times. It is a continuous exercise which is going on. It can go up also, it can come down also, both the ways.
Fair enough. Thank you, sir. That's it from mine. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Dhawal, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Sir, I wanted to know the volume, tons, and realization. Can you give me the breakup of glass pack and PET and closure?
Can you go again with the question? You want the volumes and the realizations?
Yes. Specific volume and realization for three, whatever we have, glass pack and plastic and closures.
So basically, if you see glass volumes are at 100, for this quarter is 116,200 with a sale of 350 crores. This is selling price, and that 35,000 rupees is selling price, not 350 crores. And as far as other materials are concerned, they form a very small part. So if you see, you know, like 88% of turnover is linked to the glass itself. So we are not disclosed separately because primarily we are focusing on the glass right now.
Okay.
And secondly, Mr. Sikha, in the case of plastic and polymers, the pricing system is raw material plus conversion. So the polymer price is the main driver of the prices in the case of other businesses.
Okay. And regarding this 154-ton furnace, right, I think it is taking more time than expected from last year. So, any challenges we are facing and why this has become somewhat delay? Can you throw some light here?
No, there are no such challenges. It's a normal process. As you know, glass making and decoration is an integrated process in this particular business. Our glass making has already started. It has started delivering the results also. But the decoration, it was expected that it will start last month only. So now with the integrated operations, the material has started going to the customers under validation. And I hope so in next few months, 1-2 months, and all those validations will be completed and then the things will be accordingly it will be commercially produced. So we do not face with any unprecedented challenges as normal operations they happen. It is just like that.
Okay, that's fair enough. And so regarding the long-term perspective, this is fine for short-term, whatever, medium-term, we have 154 ton furnace. But right now we have acquired HNG and we have this division furnace. And where do you see in the longer term perspective, 5 years perspective, right? So there are several value-added products we can go ahead. So have you thought through and what are the other line of capexes we are the company is thinking? Can you throw some light here?
One small correction. We have not acquired HNG. We are in the process, which is available in the public domain.
Okay.
Secondly, as a normal company, all the companies they work in a line where they can go for more value-added products, and same AGI will like to do that. Now, which are the value-added products and how the market will behave, it all will depend upon the future. And once the acquisition is complete and the market opens up, and then only those things can be made. But yes, there is a huge opportunity in the market for all those value-added products, and our company will like to have all those things. At this stage, it will be very difficult for us to give some numerical numbers to those opportunities and the value creation numbers.
Okay. Okay. The last question I have, in the last quarter, you have mentioned that there should be some price increase that has happened to the customers. But when I see quarter on quarter numbers, the packaging divisions, it has some odd 472 crores and 32 crores supposed to be in others. So I see there is a drop in the revenue number and the rest. So is the realization has been dropped? Or because I see year on year or quarter on quarter, the volume percentage you're talking about is 93% capacity utilization. So I was expecting that there should be some increase in the number of quarter on quarter, but it has not happened. So can you explain, sir, this point?
Mr. Sikka, can you just tell them the numbers because I don't think so.
So if you see year-on-year comparison, last year same quarter we had 94,000 ton sales. This year we had done 116,000 sales, as I told you. Quarter one sales was higher at 143,000 tons. So that is why this. So basically, if you see that the quarter-on-quarter the realization the quantities are lower, but year-on-year it has increased. So there are some seasonality involved into the businesses because at different times, you know, beer gets sold or some liquor gets sold. So this is due to the seasonal impact. So but I've given you the guidance on why, not the guidance, the actual numbers on what was last year and what is this year. So that is it. Overall selling prices, like in Q1 was somewhere around 31,000, 32,000 rupees. So which is now at 35,000 rupees.
Okay. Okay, this clarifies. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Shri Mandudoria from Shri Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. I have a few questions. Firstly, specifically on the price increases, you mentioned broadly about 28% increase in NSR last 1 year, but in the last quarter, how much was the price increase? That is the first point. And secondly, how much further price increase is required to absorb fully the RM inflation?
So basically, if you see year on year 28% and sequential quarter, we are at around 9%. So, but we still, Rajesh, on the future thing, as Mr. Rajesh said, that we have to keep monitoring how the price fluctuation happens on the input materials, because almost 60-65% of our sales is linked to the input prices now with the customers. So we have to see how the things pan out on the cost side.
It's a very volatile market. Just for your understanding, I'm just quoting from the public domain information. Few weeks back, there was a scarcity of a gas, a natural gas in Europe, and people were talking of the skyrocketing prices. And all of a sudden, there has been a news which is circulating in the market that the Europe is already full with the gas prices, and the gas prices are dropping like anything. So these type of news and information and a situation which is existing and which is adding up in a very short term, they are driving the prices and all. All the customers, and they are all well aware, well educated, and they have the understanding of price increase as per the actual market increase is there. And that is what we have the understanding, and we have the contracts with them. So the price increase or decrease will depend upon how these markets, they will go up and down accordingly. And it is too difficult for anyone, including us, to say how these things are going to go, because there are multi-dimensional things which are moving on in the global market.
Thanks for the detailed explanation, sir. So a follow-up on this is, you know, in the likely event of the industry consolidating, because say two large capacities would be under a single company, especially in the organized market, do you think that the container glass industry will now have a better pricing power over and above, you know, the price increases that we are getting just because of the raw material inflation? Your comment on this.
So basically, this again is linked to the proposed acquisition. So our apologies, we have talked again and again. So that since we are bound by the confidentiality, we would like to avoid this question for this particular moment.
Sure. I was talking about from the industry level, you know, will the pricing power, you know.
So please appreciate that we have a confidentiality clause which can, you know, impact us.
Sure.
More high-end services will be offered in the market. More value-added products will be offered in the market in the times to come, because once the industry consolidates, these are the normal practices all over the industry across the products.
Okay, thanks, sir. So I'm again taking the liberty to ask this question, and it is somewhere related again to the, you know, the likely acquisition. From the financials of HNG, we understand that the utilization is significantly lower. So, and it has been underinvested for a long time. So will that acquisition require significant investment just to ramp up the capacity over and above the acquisition cost? I'm taking liberty. If it is not okay to answer, I'm okay with that.
My apologies again. You know, right now we are constrained on this, please.
Sure. No problem. Thanks. Thanks for answering my question. All the best.
Thank
you. The next question is from the line of Marcel, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. See, I could see that during the Q2 2021, our sales were 309 crore and our PBT was 47 crore. This quarter, our sales has gone up, revenue has gone up by 65%, but our PBT has gone down by 40%.
So if you see notes to the accounts in Q2 of last financial year, we had one-off element which was 16 crores relating to receipt of insurance.
Okay, fine. Okay, so second thing, regarding this power and fuel, like as we can see, okay, that between Q1 and Q2, it's almost a similar thing. But if you compare with the last year and the year gone by, it is substantially high. We all understand about this energy situation and the prices. But now we can see that for last 1 month or so, the crude prices have now gone down by about $30 to $25 at least per barrel. So in this case, in the Q3, what kind of reduction are you expecting in the power and fuel?
Mr. Sikha, I'd like to reply. Our fuel prices are linked with crude, but they are not directly proportional to the crude, because the crude has come down, but the dollar has appreciated or rupee has depreciated. So it is the fuel which is being priced by the Indian government on the basis of currency, demand, supply and various other factors. That is the number which impacts our business directly. So crude going up and going down just give the indications of what could have happened or what can happen. But they are not the real ones. Sometimes we have seen that the crude has gone up, but because of all reasons, the prices of the local prices of furnace oil or LPG, they have not gone up to that extent or it is within a limit also. And sometimes it goes up beyond the normal crude prices indicators. So it all depends upon the prices, what the Indian government announces, which we consumes directly.
No, I understand, but like Indian government, I think Indian government announced the price for petrol and diesel, but we are talking about furnace oil. So furnace oil is a commodity for the
furnace oil prices are also they are decided by the Indian government or by these companies like Indian Oil or Hindustan Petroleum or other companies, and they are loosely linked with the crude prices, but not in the formulation price they link them with that.
Okay,
so it becomes sometimes very difficult to predict the exact prices.
So you mean to say that in Q3 there will not be much saving in the power fuel? Yeah, it will be the same reason.
Say again, please.
It means, do you mean to say that like during Q3 also, December quarter also, there won't be any good reduction in the cost of power and fuel? It will be in the same similar region of 115 crore like this.
Not really. I say it is beyond our capacity to indicate or forecast or predict what is going to happen, because things are changing very fast and very steep. Either coming down or going up in both the cases.
No. I beg to differ. Last 1 month, the crude is hovering between 86 to 92, 93. It's not like, it has never crossed 100. So we cannot say that like it's going up and down substantially. It used to go during Q1, like, or till August it was a situation. But like now more or less, the price of crude is very much predictable. That is holding around 92, 93, like in the last few days, or generally, 86, 82, 93.
So, on the basis of the crude, the government of India or the oil companies, they work out the prices of furnace oil and LPG and other products. And on that basis, we get the prices from those companies and then we use it. So, if the prices will go up or go down accordingly, as we indicated earlier, that we have to compensate or charge from our customer accordingly. But yes, there is always a time gap or time lag between what is the cost goes up or down and you pass on to the market. So there is a time lag.
No, I understand. Let me rephrase the question differently. See, now this assembly elections are coming. Government will not change. Government is not going to change the price of diesel fuel. Like this is gone by, number one. But the furnace oil is a commodity for the industry. So you, as a member of industry, are you pleading or submitting a sort of, you know, petition to this OMCs, Indian Oil, HFCL, BPCL, that now the crude has come down by 30%. So please reduce the price of furnace oil. Because furnace oil is not for the arm janta, it's not for the mass, it's only for the industry. So what kind of action our company AJ is taking, or giving presentation to the government or to the OMC to revise the price of furnace oil, which you are very much entitled to?
As an individual company, we do not have a authority to speak on that or to do anything. But yes, we are part of the bigger platforms like FICCI, CII and other platforms where our company is a representative. And through these channels, we do represent not only on the fuel, but a lot of other matters also. And the government policies, they shape up as per their own time and standards.
Sadly, this is a very generic answer. I'm also a qualified person. I'm only saying, just let me finish, ma'am. Let me finish, ma'am. What I'm saying, can you please make a point with you or with your through board or our respected CEO to make it a particular point with the FICCI and take it to the government? Because now the crude price is, for the last 5 weeks, it is down by 25% down. So it's your right to get the furnace oil price revised at least.
So I think Mr. Khosla has already...
We have noted your suggestion and we will do the needful.
Thank you.
So there are forums for which it is done. You know, there are ways to do it.
Your last bit is very good that you noted it. I was just not in favor to listen the generic reply. So let's just take some discussion on this, because then we all can make some savings for the stakeholders. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Nikhil Gada from Abacus AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is specifically on the volumes for this particular quarter. And when we look at for the last two or three years, specifically for this quarter, it has generally been somewhat lukewarm for us. And this year, it seems like we have done reasonably well, in fact, or very well. So anything which has changed in the market, and is it like structural in nature, or this is sort of a one-off that we have seen in this particular year?
You have to be more pinpointed, Nikhil. What is the question? You are talking about the volumes?
I'm talking about the volumes, sir. So if we see the volumes for this particular...
If you see the average volumes for quarter 2, quarter 3, quarter 4 for the last financial year, like quarter 2 was 94, quarter 3 was 120,000, quarter 4 was 126,000. Quarter 1 was exceptional because, which is 143,000, and followed by quarter 2, 116. So there is a trajectory on which we are there. Rajesh, would you like to extend on this?
The question is that normally in quarter 2, our volumes are little less, but this time we have done better than the earlier times. Is it this the question?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So the in our address, we have mentioned that there are some segments which are doing good in the economy. For example, the liquor segment is also there, beer also there, food is there, and other segments are also growing. So during this seasonality time, the volumes and the growth has been there, which has added up in our volumes. In our volumes. So that is the reason we have done better. And as far as everybody knows, it's the public information that the Indian economy is growing at a good pace. And all those benefits of the increase in GDP or better of the Indian economy, they have come up in the consumption of glass also. And that's the reason we have done better.
My question was more from that whether we have sort of gained some market share or is it just all organic demand that we are seeing?
Yes, we have gained the market share, number one. And also, there are some of the segments which have started buying, which were not buying earlier. For example, the soft drink market, which were earlier purely in the plastic and all, they have also started shifting back to the glass. May not be 100%, may not be big volume, but at least some reasonable volume, which is quite good for the glass volume. So we have started supplying to those segments also, which were dormant or hidden or sleepy for last so many years. So those things have added up in our volume and given us the growth.
Understood, sir. Understood. Sir, and my second question is specifically to our gross margins. And, while you mentioned it that we have taken certain price hikes, it is still sort of, still having some impact in terms of our overall margin trajectory. And looking at the kind of demand that we are seeing and the way we have been able to pass on this price hikes, any rough estimate or idea by when we can go back to those margins of, I think, close to 70-odd% on a GP level?
So, Nikhil, one point which we have to see here is that there is a numerator and a denominator impact. So if you are calculating margins in percentages, as the selling prices have increased, so customers will not allow us to earn proportionately in terms of the selling price. So there is a EBITDA per ton. So we have been continuously expanding EBITDA per ton as such. And but still there is a way, we have to further recover money from, as Mr. Khosla said, it's an ongoing thing. So I think given the fact that we have steep, input price and the selling prices have moved from 27,000 to 35,000, so let's say if initially margins were at 18%, so the percentages will change. The absolute will grow, but the percentages will change here.
Understood, sir. So just then sticking to this EBITDA per metric ton metric that we track, any in-house estimates that we try to have when we do business, that this is the number or range we will want to keep on the bulk packaging business, not the specialty one? Yeah.
So ranging somewhere around, around 7,000, 7,500 rupees per ton is the range.
And how much we are off from that as of now?
It's almost in that range.
So in that context, then we are saying that at least from an EBITDA per ton perspective, we are getting decent margins the way we want to.
Yeah. So, but there is a potential slightly to recover more because some of the cost you know, we are yet to recover from the customers. So that negotiation is going on. This is what Mr. Khosla was talking about.
Understood, sir. Understood. And so just on the finance cost part, now since we have seen our debt levels going down, specifically from March to September, do we see the finance cost also now coming off because of the overall gross debt going down?
So debt has come down, but the impact of rising interest rates will be there for everybody. You know,
can
like...
Can you quantify that for me, please? What was that in March and now?
So, let's say if in the month of March, the overall cost of debt, you know, which we had, I'll just give me a second, I'll just give that figure to you. So, let's say our weighted average cost of debt on 31st March was somewhere around 5.38%, and which is now at 6.33%. So, this is a mix of both Forex as well as because even the labor rates, the effective labor rates have started firming up now. So the on an average around 1% increase has happened for us. And still if the trajectory of the repo rates increase is still there, so it will further increase with this, because most of our rupee term loans are linked with the repo rate, and even working capital facilities, they ultimately get linked to the short-term interest rates.
Understood. Got it, sir. And sir, just lastly, you know, you mentioned about the specialty packaging business where you're not accounting the revenues, but the costs and all the other items are getting accounted in the balance sheet as well as in the P&L. What kind of cost are we accounting for as of now?
So these costs are primarily relating to some sales and marketing costs which are there into the P&L, and also the interest on the working capital since the furnace has started. So there is interest and some receivables and some trade creditors which are relating to 154 ton furnace which appears there, and the interest cost of that gets loaded onto the P&L. So that capitalization is not being done.
Understood. And what would be that amount both for these two items?
So broad around 30 crores of net working capital is involved in that right now. Net working capital.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you. That is useful. I'll come back into you. Thanks.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Praveen Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. A few questions from my side. First question is basically... on this pass-through pricing for our contracts, how much of the sales would be covered ballpark for such pass-through pricing, and how does this reset, how often the reset happens, like quarterly, or because the situation is very volatile?
Rakesh, can you take this?
I can very, very roughly say this, because this can be a little confidential from a company point of view, but I can give you a rough idea that it is around 50-50. So 50% of the sale is a contractual or a understandable or a where I can pass on some formula or some calculation. And 50% are open, which is not possible. So this is one part. And second is, you are asking a mechanism. Mechanism is not about the quarterly. Mechanism is as and when things are there. But then we have a different understanding with the different customers. With some we have a quarterly, with some we have a half yearly, and with some, even we have a yearly also. Very few, but I'm just saying. So this is the situation.
So basically for the rest...
Customer to customer.
Okay. So basically for the rest, 50% we need to negotiate every quarter or something.
They follow PO basis,
purchase order basis.
Yes, they follow the big ones. Because once you have a good understanding or the contractual understanding with the big ones, the small ones they follow as per the big ones. So even if we don't have those understandings with the small one or the balance 50%, but still the curve is being followed by those people.
Okay.
As a reference.
Okay. And my second question is, sir, the key advantage which I could understand is the multi-fuel furnaces which we have. Now, I just wanted to know whether this is a feature of the furnace, or we can actually retrofit or upgrade the furnaces to support multi-fuel?
So, Sir, it is hardware and software. Hardware, I mean to say, because you have to have a lot of attachments and retrofitting and other things in the furnace. So this is one part. And when I say software, it means that there has to be a skill and knowledge and in-depth working where the people will be able to shift it. So this opportunity or this understanding is available to everywhere, to everyone. But all the people are not able to do it. In last few years, we have been able to develop all those ecosystems in our company, in our organizations, where we are able to switch on that. So that is the reason. And yes, all the furnaces cannot be done that. And since all our furnaces are very standard, we have taken from with the German technology where these facilities are available, and where we have purposely incorporated these facilities from time to time by discussing with them.
Mr. Dhawan, are you done with your question? As there's no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next. That is on the line of Zakeen Nassar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Like Mr. Rajesh mentioned that this quarter you have got a few inquiries from the cool drink manufacturers. There was an article a couple of months back where it said that Coke is again planning to get back into the glass bottles. So, sir, broadly, how do you see this plastic versus glass playing up in the future, sir? Do you see a noticeable shift into glass because of course, the green kind of material and recyclability and stuff like that?
In any of the segment, there is a perfectly Venn diagram which is applicable. When I say Venn diagram means there is an intersection of the two packaging material or a three packaging material, there is an intersection. And this intersection area is an area where the things sometimes shift in this direction or that direction. But there is a clear-cut market of very exclusively for the plastic, and there is a very clear-cut market exclusively for the glass. And the intersection area is the area where the things play for the replacement this thing. Here, your strategies and working and other parameters, they work very well in shifting this number only. So same thing has happened in the cold drink when we have seen in Europe and other countries that some part, not whole, some part of the market has shifted back from plastic to glass. And the same story goes on in India also. And we expect that this intersection area is little bigger than what it looks to us as on date. So I cannot throw up the numbers. I cannot tell exactly the quantity because of the confidential. But otherwise, there is a very clear shift from plastic to glass. But again, it is only to some part of the business.
But you are already feeling it because the government is consciously nudging recyclable materials. So, I mean, do you see that happening on the ground, sir?
I wish like you that we should be able to get 100% conversion. But there are multiple challenges. One is it is not possible. Second is the volume of plastic is so high that if tomorrow by chance it is shifted, I don't think so the glass industry has the capability to supply them the 100% quantities to them. The numbers of plastics are very, very high. And third is... I wish and I hope so, sir. Like you. I wish and I hope like you.
Sir, and there is a small thing, and it's slightly confusing. The last quarter... throughout the last quarter, the international price of natural gas was around 8.5-9 dollars per MMBTU, and Indian prices were less. Now, the Indian government has made the prices $8.5 per MMBTU, whereas the international prices have gone to $6 per MMBTU. So, how does this work, sir? I mean, how does it impact us?
This question is basically about the Government of India system rather than AGI question. But still, I like to answer.
the Indian government, Ministry of Petroleum, under which there is a department which is called PPAC. They work out the pricing of the system on formulation which is not available to the people, but there is a formulation which is based on some 12 months, past 12 months data of the oil and gas and other fuel and with a mix and with a formulation. So on the basis of that, it is calculated. So once the prices start falling, still you have to follow the last 12 months pricing system or the costing system. So it gives the impact. And when the prices rises, so you get the benefit also. So this is how the whole thing operates. But
okay,
what is
so
the formula?
We'll get the benefit with the lag.
Not known. Yes, it is known. So they have the system where they announce the prices and it is valid for 6 months time. But this is for the gases which are available locally. Locally means locally produced.
But does this affect our fuel cost, these prices set by the government, sir? Does this impact our fuel cost on our material business?
That's what I say. When the government announces the fuel price, natural gas prices, and those cost is available to us, we are a multi-fuel company or an organization. So we see that at what point of time, what fuel mix is the best, and then we try to use the same.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot for your clarification.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now have the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah, thank you everybody for joining the call today. I think we have not been able to answer a few of your questions relating to the one of the disclosures we made yesterday. So, but definitely I think with more and more time, you know, the things, so we should be able to communicate more once we have a more firmer plan in our hand. Thank you for joining again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.